Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. We are so grateful that you have joined us today. Samantha and I are here with big smiley faces with you all today. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Erica. So happy to be here with you today. As always, right before this call, we always get on. Erica and I always get on and we just catch up a little bit before we go in. And normally something that's just popping up in our reality is often the theme of what we bring forth to these conversations. Mm-hmm. And today, so perfectly, I was telling Erica just about what's going on in my life and what my body's telling me and what I'm feeling called to. And we just went deep into something that I imagine a lot of us need to hear. And that is to take the time to just shut it all off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really important because, you know, we can be so bombarded with our external environment, all the things that we need to do for work, all the things we need to do at home, all of the messages and the emails and the gotta do this kind of stuff. And it's like we just drive ourselves a little batty. And our inner beings don't want us doing that. They really just want us to just slow it down, to just slow down, to just be and take that time for yourself. Like, it's okay to work hard, right? But not constantly. You have to take that break for yourself and take some time off and shut it all off, right? It's so important.
This is a message I have been hearing my entire life. Everyone around me, my family is like, Sat. The amount of times I've heard, you're burning the candle at both ends. You're burning the candle at both ends. And as a child, I didn't really know what that meant. I'm like, listen, I'm not a candle. I'm not burning anything. but the wisdom there is really really powerful and really true. And it's very challenging. This is probably one of my biggest struggles is to move slow. My energy is a purple. A purple energy, purple wavelength is very, very fast. Goes high, goes low, moves quickly. And I'm somebody that moves quick. I think, I act, I do, I add and add and add and add things to my plate all the time. And it's very challenging for me to be and to do less. And yet, that's the most important thing. Because if not, it will catch up. It will catch up to you.
It absolutely will, especially if this is one of your chosen lessons in life. And it's so funny that you heard this phrase your whole life, Samantha, because I did too. My mom used to always tell me, burning the candle at both ends, because she did it too. And so she saw that I was doing the same thing and would always use that phrase. And I love our little synchronicities that we have together. It's so cool. But yeah, it's so important to really understand what you're doing and try to learn this lesson. Like, I don't need to constantly be fraying myself from all angles. You know, I'm not doing myself any good, and I'm not doing all those people any good that I'm really, because it's really, you're trying to do stuff for other people, right? At the end of the day, like, your work is for someone else. You're helping others. And we get so caught up, we forget to help ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, like, I'm like, well, why is this? You know, our nervous systems become addicted to it, to the dopamine hit that comes with accomplishment and achieving and doing and stimulation. And your nervous system gets wired for that. That's why it's so uncomfortable for people to meditate. And it's so uncomfortable to do nothing. A lot of people think, oh, I did nothing. I just watched TV. That's doing something. Right. And so the first thing is that our nervous systems become wired for this. And then the second thing is, well, for me anyways, it's that my ambition supersedes the physical ability. I almost always want to be further than I am. I want to be doing more and accomplishing more and serving more and more and more. So really the more is actually an undertone of not enough, right? This not enough program that comes in, the scarcity program, the limiting program that pushes me to go beyond what my body is telling me is okay.
Sure. Yeah. I was also thinking it's that alien aspect of you, Samantha, that alien aspect that forgets that you are human and thinks that you have, you know, that knows that you can do anything. It's just that, you know, we're in this human body that does have its limitations, right? And to go back to one of the things I wanted to say before, if these lessons that we are being provided, right, if we're not listening to them, then our body is going to be screaming at us because of it, right? Yeah. And so if we have anything going on in our body that is causing us discomfort, to put it nicely, right? Then that really needs some examination. And you really need to ask yourself some really good questions about, like, why is this going on and what am I supposed to learn? And try to learn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly it. We talk about it all the time. The body has a lesson. Yeah. The body is sending messages. And sometimes when you can't hear what it is or you can't listen, it's there to allow you to go deeper and to sharpen your listening skills. And I definitely know that that's the case for me as well. It's when I say, oh, well, I can't tune in. It's like, okay, well then tune in more. Try again. Right. Sit there. It's like meditation. Meditation is absolutely a practice. And so is slowing down. And so is listening to what is coming through you.
Yeah. It's like forcing you to learn. Like, you can't ignore it anymore when it's in the body. And you have to learn it at that point. Otherwise, you're just going to continue to suffer, right?
Yeah.
And I love also that point you made about that not enoughness and that feeling of being unworthy, because this is all the same thing, like the self-care that is necessary to put yourself first in order to be able to just shut everything off and slow it down. It's like, I got to put me first. I got to have these really healthy boundaries for myself so I can keep myself healthy so that I can continue to help people in the best way possible. Like, you know, put your own air mask on first, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's so key because there's no other way to do it energetically. It won't allow you to do that. Like, there's a cost to everything, right? There's an energetic blueprint, an energetic cost to every action that we take. And the universe, the world is always looking for homeostasis. It's always looking for balance. And so if your output is too much, well, you're going to pay for it. If your input is too much, let's look at the case of, say, food, for example. If you're inputting too much food, well, you're going to pay for it in other ways, you know. And so, again, like, even in the body, in the mind, in our lives, we do get to strive for this beautiful balance that is this dance, and it is a practice. And it's so easy to fall out of balance, but that's just another opportunity to be aware of that and then to ask, ooh, how can I come back into my balance?
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The concept for the book initially came to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, confirming for me that the information in the book is pertinent to get to the world at this moment in our collective evolution. In the book, I share the 8 keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 25 years of trial, error, and deep exploration, including one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. I think most of you will agree with me that talk is a bit cheap, especially these days, and results speak the loudest of all. Well, these keys have led me to manifesting incredible results, such as an Inc. fastest growing private company, uncanny health, incredible relationships, and success with this podcast. However, I'm not any more special than you, and anyone can apply this information to achieve incredible results in their own life. I also believe waking up our planet by sharing these keys to abundance is the quickest way to help us to transition our home into the planet of paradise it is destined to become, which is why I'd like to gift the book to you at goldenkey.gift when you use the golden key code POSITIVEHEAD. I would also like to invite you to create your own unique golden key code so you in turn can gift the book to others, as well as invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and on the website, where readers are also going to share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. Lastly, I'm going to practice what I preach by sharing 50% of the abundance generated from the golden game and sale of the other golden goodies on the website with you and all the other readers. So if you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. Also, if you end up loving and appreciating your gifted copy of the book, please take a moment to go to Amazon and give it a review, which will greatly help me reach and unlock more hearts with the golden key.
Yeah, it is a beautiful dance, and it all is such a wonderful opportunity for growth. All of this is just teaching us how to grow and how to evolve. And there's this thing that we do too as humans, like when we're going through stuff like this, where we know we have to slow down. We know we need to take a break, but we don't listen. We don't listen. And that's something that we really need to, okay, there's that one step of the awareness and the knowing, but then you actually have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not going to get it. The message doesn't fully get understood until you actually do the doing in that way.
Oh, that's it. You know, knowledge is not power. A lot of people think, right. Oh, knowledge is power. No, embodiment and doing is where the power is. And it's amazing. So many of my clients will, I know I need to sleep more. I know I need to take a break. But it's working for now. Well, no, it's not working for now. Your 14 coffees a day are working for now. And the other drugs that you're taking and the this that you're doing and the that you're doing and the fact that you get sick every single month, like, no, it's not working for you. But people are like, well, I'm still getting through the days and money's coming in and, you know, food's on the table. I'm like, yeah. And then when you hit 40, you're going to have a heart attack and be in the hospital. Like, that's what's going to happen. Your body can only endure the subtle abuse for so long.
Right. And then when you do that, then you're really of no help to anyone.
Yeah.
And that's not the situation that you want to be in. Again, like putting the air mask on first, it's like even, you know, with your own energy system and keeping your own balance and staying in your heart center, you know, just that alone is so beneficial for the collective, for the whole. And that's really what we all need to be doing right now is really focusing on ourselves, on our balance, and really making it a practice to try to see love in every single moment. Because when you do that too, these little practices help you to love yourself more, right? And they do help you to kind of see a bigger picture and also be like, yeah, I need a break and I'm going to take one. Yeah. You know, when I started doing this in life, it took me a while. It probably took me to my late 30s till I really got it. because I drove myself nuts in my early 30s, just kind of like how you are now, Sam. But, you know, I've settled down in my 40s quite a bit, and I've put up these really strong boundaries with my time and my personal time and how important it is for me to balance that out. Yeah, super important.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to take pride. I still maybe do. I used to take pride in, most people look at my life and they look at what I've done and what I'm doing and they're like, how do you do this? How do you have enough hours in the day? Like, how are you able to juggle all that and accomplish it? And I took that as a compliment. Like, yeah, I'm doing more than anybody ever did ever. You know, like I'm doing all the things. And that was, I wore that with pride. But now I just see the ignorance and the immaturity in that. It's like, okay, yeah. I am doing a lot and experiencing a lot, and there's a beauty to that. But the shadow side there of that is, am I doing any of it really, really excellently? Am I being fully present for any of it? Is there a depth and a richness in any one category? Or is it kind of just, you know, superficially skewed along all of it? I mean, there's definitely depths to some categories, but there, it always feels like, oh, I can't really be here because I'm about to be somewhere else. I'm about to be somewhere else. And it's when you're never really present in what you're doing, it's very challenging to really absorb and digest, what you're taking in.
Yeah. And that's really this being present in the moment. You can't do that unless you slow down.
Right.
Yeah. And this is one of the biggest messages that comes through. Like you said at the beginning, like a lot of people need to hear this right now. This is one of the top messages that comes through people's higher selves as a collective. People have no idea what the other person is saying, right? Slow down. They just want us to slow down. It doesn't need to be so hard. We're making it so hard on ourselves, and it does not have to be this way. It can be so much more simple. And if we just took a breath and settled ourselves down into the moment, we'll realize how easy it can be. You know, but we don't realize it until you do it.
That's it. It's just like, you don't know how bad you felt until you start feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's definitely a call. So what Eric and I were talking about was, I'm going to Ibiza in a couple of days. And yeah, I'm going to use that time. You know, I can use it in two ways. One, to network and to connect and do all the things and catch up with my friends and my clients and go wild. Or I can take the time to really be present with the few friends and clients that I have there that I really care about, to make deep rooted connections to the earth, to close my phone and my work emails. And yeah, that's really what I'm going to do, because that's what, again, my body and my mind is telling me that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's sometimes I feel bad because it'll take me sometimes a week and a half, 2 weeks to answer a message because I've taken a week off, right? And things have come up, and then it's like, okay, but I have to do that. I have to do that because life is so busy that otherwise I'm burning the candle at both ends. And I know that I can't help you that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so important for us all too to be so respectful of each other in this way. 'Cause I know, as if anyone out there is also like Samantha and I are practitioners of any kind, and people are seeking out your help, and all you want to do is help them, right? You just want to help them so bad. But know that it's so important to help yourself first, because this is the big thing I feel like it just keeps saying here today, is that it's so important to heal yourself first so that you can be the best helper and guide to those who are seeking you out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would say my self-care game is incredible, probably like much beyond what the majority of people would have or need. But because I am operating at such a high capacity and doing a lot for other people, the need for someone like myself or even, you know, anyone that's a practitioner, Erica, you know this too, the need becomes higher and greater. Like right. The level of showing up for yourself and the depth of self-care gets to be so rich for you to really be able to function at that capacity to show up for others.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It does.
Yeah.
And it even more and more important too, because too, like you just said, you're doing the self-care, but sometimes it's like more than that. You know, once you're already doing the things, this is what can be frustrating to a lot of people too. Well, I'm doing the things and I'm doing the work. Yeah, but there's more. There's the next step, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the plateau kind of. Yeah, there's that next level. And so we're all too being called to step up to that next level and raise our game. Yeah. And raising our game means slowing down. And that's really cool because it's easy.
Yeah. One of my good friends and coach, she says, you got to go slow to go fast.
Yeah.
We go slow so we can go fast. And that's really the healing process as well, as slowing down, like tuning in, taking that turtle energy, coming back home.
I was just
going to
say the turtle. Yeah.
Yes. Coming back home to yourself. Yeah. And then, you know, and then going from there. Because that's truly where the healing happens, where the truth comes through, where the soul tethers to the body. And you get to have that depth of connection with yourself so that you can show up in your life in a really rich and vital way.
Totally. Yeah. And in that stillness, in that quiet, is really how you get more in touch with yourself and with your intuition. And yeah, it just, again, makes everything way more easier in life. Yeah.
It absolutely does.
Beautiful thing. Well, thank you, Samantha. This has been a beautiful chat as always today. I love that we have such beautiful synchronicities in our world and can share it with all of you guys. That's the best part. And we're going to leave you with a little song today. This is Symbolico. Who are you? Until next time, we love you all.
We love you.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well. Thank you.
seems to happen is that articles appear to disappear all the time. So where do they go when they're not here?
Where do they go?
Now, that question is tricky. I'm going to give you two answers. Alternative universe.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.